Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to. It's All Elite Wrestling time, Larson. All Out. We will be all in our live streaming situation this Saturday.
It's right back there.
4 p.m. We'll be doing our live reactions.
Yes.
To All Elite Wrestling's All Out. But, of course, in advance of that,
we got to do predictions, yeah.
We predict what's going to happen.
Correct.
On the show.
Yes.
It's very exciting. Well, very important part of the process.
This chair is on the verge of falling apart completely.
I know. We got to get new ones.
I think,
man,
Something just popped out.
We should do that.
Anyways, first matchup, of course, on the buy-in kickoff show they have over there at All Elite Wrestling. Private Party taking on Angelico and Jack Evans.
Oh, yeah.
You know me. I'm a huge Private Party fan.
You are.
They're a team on the rise. They just had a match against the Young Bucks at House of Glory a few weeks back. So I think the Jackson brothers are super high on them.
Yeah.
Therefore, Private Party, they get the W here.
Five confidence points. I have absolutely no reason to disagree with that. I've got 2 confidence points on it because I feel like I'm a lot more confident in a bunch of other stuff. I don't know. Maybe they'll have them go through a learning phase where, you know, now it's the big time and maybe they're going to suffer some losses before they suffer some wins. However, I have 2 confidence points on them winning because I feel
totally
like Angelico and Jack Evans are gonna lose.
Yeah, they're a veteran team.
I have not really kept up with Road to All Out or Being the Elite, and I know Private Party's been on there. I just don't know what the story is.
Don't know either.
I don't know what's going on. Why don't we watch that? Shouldn't we be watching that stuff? Like, it's a big deal coming up here in October. You'd think that we'd be watching it.
Well, hopefully, ideally, you wouldn't have to watch a YouTube series to get the storylines for a professional wrestling show that's on broadcast television.
Kind of how it's done these days.
I guess so. I should know that. I'm on internet, too.
Yeah.
I'm on YouTube.
We've been on internet for a long time.
Yes, we have.
Next up, of course, is the Women's Battle Royal. Now, the winner of this Women's Battle Royal gets a title shot
at the first TV taping, October 2nd.
Which is when they're deciding the title. So this will
just
be one of the participants. And then, did you confirm?
I was unable to confirm, but I thought I heard that in the singles women's match later on at All Out, Riho versus Hiroki Shida, the winner of that would also get the other spot in there.
Again, if we watched their programming, maybe we'd know.
Yeah, we would know this.
It's not like it's an hour long. It's not like this stuff is super long.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Oh, too. I have to.
Anyways,
endeavor.
Give your pick. I'll see if I can find more information.
So I have, how many confidence points do I have on this right here? Okay, good. I only have 1 confidence point. Mathematically, that's probably the way to go because 11, apparently, according to this, about 11 people have not even been announced for this.
Yeah.
So we're not even sure who's going to be on this. Could be one of the people not announced. The smart money would probably be on Britt Baker, but if they're smart, they're going to have her chase the title once the title's been established. So I'm not going to have Britt Baker winning this. Instead, I'm going to go with my heart. This is not a head. This is a heart thing. Awesome Kong with 1 confidence point.
All right. I did go with Britt Baker, 1 confidence point.
Okay.
This is according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, apparently, the stipulation for the Riho versus Sheeta match.
Okay.
That's where that information is from.
Oh, okay. Well, if anybody knows, he'll know.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'll just, I've had a feeling that Britt is going to be carrying that women's division ever since they announced her as part of the roster. I see no reason to deviate from that, so I'm sticking with it. Britt Baker, she wins this battle royal. One all confidence right, point. Though. Battle, right. You can't put a ton of confidence points on most battle royals.
Nope. Mathematically, it doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
We don't even know 11 of the competitors.
No.
So, you know, if they're able to sign, say, Paige or Sasha Banks or perhaps Charlotte or Becky Ronda Rousey, if she shows up, she's got to be the favorite to win,
she's
right?
She's still in a contract with WWE, man.
Pay says you.
Things. Pay attention.
You don't
things.
Know what she's doing.
I do know.
Do you? She's going to be on Total Divas.
I know that. I pay attention to the news.
Do you?
I do.
All right, well, pay attention to this, buddy boy. Next right. up, Luchasaurus. He's Man Dinosaur. And Jungle Boy. And Marco Stunt.
Yeah.
Are going to be taking on...
That's a fun team.
Scoo.
SCU, man.
Oh, that's right, SCU.
SCU.
Yeah. I have SCU going over here. I know that the Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy, and Marco Stunt are fan favorites. I kind of feel like they, even though they have a giant dinosaur man in their team, I feel like they're scrappy underdogs. And SCU seems to do best when they're taking on scrappy underdogs. So I'm going to say they're going to win. Daniels, didn't he just lose against one of the...
Oh, Ishima, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, I think that SCU, they're one of the more popular acts. I think that they're going to be a big player in the tag division. And so I'm going to say... They go over here. Everybody's going to be, boo, just more heat on them.
How many confidence points, though?
7.
Wow.
That's everything, man. 7.
That's a lot.
You got the faces going over?
Yeah, I do.
How many confidence points?
Only 4.
All right. Well.
Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy, Marco Stunt. I feel like they really want to give those guys a push because what we've seen of Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
It's been pretty funny. Excuse me.
Jesus, that was gnarly. How's your elbow today, by the way?
Oh, much better. Thank
you. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Even last night, my two lower digits, my right hand still felt a little funky.
That's weird. Yeah.
Hit that funny bone, right, man?
Right. I guess so. It's nerve damage in your elbow.
It's messed up, dude. Yeah. I was worried because today's chest day at the gym, doing those bench presses. I was worried if I got a bum elbow.
That's hard to do.
That's not going to fly.
A lot depends on what the chest press is. Yeah. Like, everything's got to be working right.
That's what it's called, a multi-joint exercise, Steve.
Yeah, dude.
You're working multiple muscle groups.
So many things have to be right, including motivation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got SCU 7. This might be a make-or-break match, dude.
I feel like a lot of these are going to be kind of make-or-break matches. Next.
That means none of them are make-or-break.
For all of them. Darby Allin versus Jimmy Havoc versus Joey Janela.
So Darby Allin's last match, I feel like they've got the most writing on him. They had him fight Cody at one of those last things.
Yeah, he did that thing where he just fell back first.
Coffin drop
right to the corner of the apron. That looked horrible. So I think he's going to get some, he did that spot so he can get a win here.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. I think that he's got all the makings of a huge, huge star. And Havoc and Janela, they're both just messes. And so they can afford the loss, and people still love him.
Mm-hmm.
Darby Allin, he needs a good victory here. Yes. I've got 6 confidence.
I got 3.
All right.
So I can see this.
You are less confident in this than you are a lucha dude, jungle guy, and stuntman?
I did this all really quickly.
All right. All right. Fair enough. That's okay.
I can see them giving the win to Joey Janela, hypothetically.
Yeah, I could see no love for Havoc.
I think of the 3, he's the least likely to win it, but yeah. it could be surprising.
Yeah, I get that feeling too. But I think it's going to be Darby Allin. Next up, this is my lock.
Yeah, this seems like a lock.
Of the night. Best Friends, as much as I love them.
Best video, the best like entrance video in all of wrestling history.
Best Friends have worst chance at beating Dark Order. Dark Order is supposed to be the big bad guys of the tag division. Yeah, they're a little goofy, kind of goofy, but they're totally going to be best friends. There's no way Best Friends are going to win this.
Yes, yeah, agreed. Yeah. 10 confidence points.
I'm not even sure Best Friends should have been going to AEW in the first place.
I don't know. I'm happy they did because we got their entrance video.
Me too. I'm very happy about
it. Absolutely amazing.
Very happy about it.
Next, Cody taking on the chairman of All Elite, Sean Spears. Sean Tully has to win this match.
This is my next lock. This is number nine. This is 9 confidence points.
It's 8 for me.
For Ty Dillinger, yeah.
Yeah, Sean Spears totally has to win this.
I mean, the only thing, it's like he did sort of, and granted, I haven't seen the rest of the stuff, but the last show, right, is when the big chair shot happened.
That was at a Fighters Fest, prior. Yeah.
And that's did we see Sean Spears at the last show? Fight for the Fallen?
I don't believe so, no.
So, like, they number one, they gave him a manager, and it's like an all-timer.
Yeah.
It's a
Tully.
Tully, yeah.
Apparently, Cody can have someone in his corner, too.
That's probably going to be MJF, right? Because MJF's not on this card.
Yeah.
If this was WWE, I would say Cody might win this. Number one, this is an experiment to see just how far down a guy on WWE's totem pole they can bring up to a certain level.
For no other reason, that's why Sean Spears has to win.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he mm-hmm. has to win. And here's the thing. They can even try to pull some shenanigans with MJF, but Sean Spears has to overcome that, dole out some super violence, and then win in the end.
But also, he has Tully that can help him out, too.
Sure,
so it's
yeah.
not like he's facing the odds Sean is, because going into this match, he is the heel of this particular contest.
Yeah. And here's the funny thing is that they have booked MJF so far into the ground, chances are Tully Blanchard's going to get the upper hand on MJF when
Entirely
at all
possible.
So hopefully the next pay-per-view we'll see MJF versus Tully Blanchard, and Tully Blanchard will probably win that.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Next, Riho versus, here, get your thing off there. There we go. Hiroki Shida. I'm not entirely sure who is going to win this match, so I have a ton of confidence points on it. But I do believe Shida is the one who picked up the pin in the 6-woman tag match
sure.
at Double or Nothing. So I'm picking her for that reason.
So wait, who picked up the pin?
Shida did, I believe.
So you're picking her to win this as well?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, maybe for that reason also, I'm going to go with Riho. I remember her more. Kind of a toss-up because I don't know anything about either of these people except for the matches that I've seen them in are fantastic.
Riho's tagging up with Kenny and DDT Pro.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's stuff I want to see. I've heard the name Riho much more than I've heard the name Shida. Maybe that's just because I don't pay attention. In any event, I've got Riho winning here with 3 confidence points. Moving on next, we've got...
Dream match right here.
Dream match scenario. I don't know about you, man. But I kind of think this might be a better match than the one we were originally going to get.
The possibility exists, yes. I thought the Moxley versus Omega has potential to be fun.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And kind of an all-over-the-place brawl.
But Pac is like...
Yeah, this is going to be, you know, this has potential to be match of the year contender.
For sure.
Pac taking on Kenny Omega.
So who do you got, man?
Kenny.
Me too. Do you think that was the original plan?
With I don't know.
Moxley?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Pac was going to come out post-match for some sort of angle.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they just kind of whoop, switched the two feuds they had in mind.
They have to understand that Kenny Omega... I know that... So Moxley's like... It's like Moxley and Jericho because of their time in WWE. They're like literally the biggest names
yeah.
that the company has.
Yeah.
But Kenny Omega is the guy... He really should be the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the end... That dude's going to be wearing the title for a very long time for multiple title reigns
because
mm-hmm. he's everything. And WWE is going to bend over backwards to get mm-hmm. him and give him a really big spot. This is your guy. So nothing. And even when I was like, man, Pac's coming in. But then also there's some stuff about he's definitely here for this show, but they're still figuring out what his role with the company is going to be. So they're not exactly sure if Pac is even going to, and apparently he's still going to be doing stuff with Dragon.
Yeah, but he's not the champion anymore.
But he's not the champion
so
anymore.
So that was a sticking point.
It might have been.
As far as creative stuff, which
yeah.
we had heard but never confirmed outside of Meltzer, I believe.
Right.
You know, I guess he can be there to have a dream match with Kenny, put on a heck of a show, and then if he takes a loss, you know, who knows when he might be back.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really, just a killer match. Like,
yeah.
This is, I mean, I know we got Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers, which might be the most fun match.
Depends on
this is
the health
be,
of Rey Fénix, though.
That's true. This is going to be the most thrilling
yeah.
match, easily. I've got Kenny Omega. I've got 5 confidence
I
points.
I got 9, which might be too many, but I feel pretty good about it.
You bring in a guy like, something tells me we should be meeting in the middle here. You bring Pac in, it's like, man, it's Pac? But then it's Kenny?
In normal circumstance, you'd think, no way Pac's losing his first
right.
match. But then it's Kenny.
It's Kenny. Like, he's the man.
Because, like, you know, Pac comes in, he can take that loss to Kenny, but then he comes back and is like, well, it's Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Very few people have beaten Kenny of late.
I mean, they could have him come back. Like, if they have Kenny versus Jericho in 6 months for the title, assuming Jericho wins the title at All Out, then maybe Pac can come back around to that. Maybe they can do a Pac-Hangman thing in the meantime, but I don't know how much they want to have Hangman lose, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, next up, we've got Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers.
For the AAA tag team titles.
At this point, it's just so. Who's the champions right now?
Lucha Brothers.
At this point, it's just got to stay with them, right?
Yeah,
this
totally
is like
does.
The decisive
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, that's totally staying with the Lucha Brothers.
Yeah,
I got 6 confidence points on them.
I got 4
retaining.
I should have more.
Yeah, I should have more too because I feel pretty sure about this.
I'm trying to think who I could get rid of. Oh, I should probably flip. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna flip Lucha Brothers, give them 7. And then SCU, I'm going to get 4.
Oh.
Lost all confidence.
Oh, yeah, you did.
SCU.
Maybe I'll hold on. I'm going to switch. I'm going to do this. I'm going to switch. Kenny, 6 confidence points.
Oh, okay.
Lucha Brothers, 9.
Oh, wow. Woo. Over Dark Order and Sean Spears. Interesting.
What?
The level of confidence points.
No, I have 10 on Dark Order.
You have to. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then Spears has 8. Okay, yeah. That's about right. That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right. So, yeah, we both think Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, Lucha Brothers. Lucha Brothers totally picking up the win, retaining those titles. And finally, the main event for the AEW championship to determine the first AEW champion. Hangman Adam Page taking on Y2J Chris Jericho. We both got Jericho going over. You got 8 confidence points. I got 7. For a while, I thought they might put the belt on Page if this were like 3 years down the line, if he was a bit more established. Absolutely. I feel like this is kind of like the first step in his story of eventually becoming champion, like maybe a year, year and a half later.
Yeah, I think that there's right now, I mean, if you include Pac, you have, and you take Cody out of the picture because Cody, I don't think is ever going to be AEW champ. I'd be surprised.
At least anytime soon.
When you're in story, the boss.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense for you to be champion unless you do a stupid authority thing. You've got Kenny, you've got Pac, you've got Jericho, and you got Moxley. Mox. Right there, at least, there are 4 guys who have so much. Those guys can all be faces of the company when it comes to carrying the title. And I think that's far and away over. And I really like Hangman Page.
Yeah, me too.
It's just the dude is super young.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the years on his face. Jericho said, I can make a star out of him in one match, in this match here. To me, that's like saying Lionheart Chris Jericho could have been made into a main event WCW. Let's take it back there. WCW headliner
with one match against Bill Goldberg.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not possible. And I'm talking about Lionheart Jericho, not even Jericho when he started to do the funny stuff. Generic babyface Lionheart Jericho could be instantly turned into a star because Jericho was a hell of a wrestler,
mm-hmm.
all the upside in the world, and you saw it,
mm-hmm.
but you needed to get through all those steps for him to get there.
Well, I wonder if Jericho means, maybe not from the character perspective, a huge star, but from an in-ring perspective. Like he has a match, I'm sure this match will go 20 plus minutes. If there's a great back and forth match between Jericho and Page, and Page may come just short, lose a match, not win the title, but damn, he looks good doing it.
Yeah.
In terms of his performance, then, yeah, you could say a star is made. Then after that, then he has to start really doing the character work to maintain whatever momentum he might get from that fantastic performance.
I mean, he can also be referring, I think you're right about that. I think he's also referring to the exposure of having such a high-profile match.
Yes, totally.
But, you know, I think for somebody to be like a real main event level guy, you have to go through their life story in the wrestling mm-hmm. ring with mm-hmm. them. You know, it just doesn't work if it's somebody who's just so fresh. So, I mean, you know, with Kenny's breakthrough match for me personally, anyways, was Okada Omega 1. That was the match when that was the buzz I heard about him. Okay, let me check this out. Oh, this dude's tops. And then everything after that, it was like just solidifying that because Kenny had, you know, already probably 15 years
mm-hmm.
in the business telling his life story.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, well, I know this guy's been around for a very, very long time paying his dues. I can accept that guy as a main event level yes. talent with one match that I see.
Yeah.
With Hangman, he's like, what, 25, 26?
He's 26 or 27.
He's 26.
He's still pretty young.
So he will be there. I firmly believe that. But it's like, if you look at those other four names, it's like, obviously, two of them were WWE main eventers. One of them, WWE wanted for their main event scene. Mm-hmm. And the other guy, Pac, should have been a main eventer yep. in WWE
yep.
As heel Pac.
Yep.
And Hangman, I you know, Hangman would be in the crowd at NXT. And that's you know, and then who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's not a knock. I think it's going to be a great match. Yeah, I think he's a terrific wrestler. Mm-hmm. But Jericho is the guy, man, because you get those.
You have Jericho carrying that title the first TV run of TVs.
Everybody was watching WWE back in 98, 99, 2000. Oh, Jericho? Really? Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I'll check this out.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
From a business standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world.
All the sense in the world. Anyways, that's it for now. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Let us know what you guys think about who you think is going to win at AEW's All Out. We're going to be doing our live stream right here at youtube.com.
4 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
7 p.m. Eastern.
Yep. Should be a lot of fun this Saturday.
Yes.
Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.